Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Tom McNew here on Armor of God Catholic Radio and our latest episode of School Spirit. And, of course, the one and only Robin Spencer is back with me again. Good afternoon, Robin.
Good afternoon. How's everybody out there in radio land? Hope you're doing well. Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter indeed. So we're continuing our conversation here with the Holy Trinity Catholic High School senior class. If you missed the first 2 weeks of our conversation with the kids, they're available on our website. Just go underneath the schedule tab there and you'll see a drop down for School Spirit, and all the episodes are available there. And so we're picking up this week with three more of our seniors and a little bit of a different environment, a little bit different experiences here with this group of young people. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun to have a conversation with him. So Sean and Austin and Zaya are joining us today. So Sean, why don't we start with you and introduce yourself to the 2.2 million people that are listening right now.
Oh, dang. That's a lot of people. My name is Sean Terry. I'm 19 years old, and I go to Holy Trinity Catholic High School. I guess one thing to know about me is I like to do archery.
Archery, really? What got you into that?
I saw the movie Brave when I was younger, and I thought it was really cool when she did that in the one scene where she split the arrow with another arrow. That was crazy to me as a kid. I was like, oh my gosh. And I didn't try archery until middle school, so I'd spent about maybe 5 or so years away from it.
Do you spend a lot of time on the archery range now?
Not recently, no, because I need to get a new bow. Okay. So I can't really do it right now. But
okay. That's interesting. Any other family members, children, brothers, sisters?
I have 5 other siblings.
Okay. I won't ask you for all their names because that's I want to
test you. No, I can remember them. It's when we get to like the extended family. That's when it gets tough, trying to remember all the birthdays and stuff.
And where are you in the birth order?
I am first.
That's good. Good place to be.
Yeah. No hand-me-downs, yeah. None of that.
That's right. So unless you have to get hand-me-downs from your older cousins.
Yeah, I've been
there. Yeah. All right. Okay. So you were telling us beforehand that you transferred into Holy Trinity at the start of your senior year.
Yes.
Yeah. So talk about that a little bit. Actually, hold that thought right quick. I want to introduce your counterparts here. So first, and then we'll come back to that. So Ms. Zaya, go ahead.
Hi guys. My name is Zaya. I'm 17 years old. And one thing to know about me is I play a lot of sports.
Okay. So, do you have a favorite?
Track right now.
And a favorite distance or event?
I am short distance.
You're a sprinter.
Long distance is not my thing.
Yeah. Are you any good?
Yeah, I'm going to state now. So
are you really?
Yeah.
In what events? All the sprints?
No, sir, not all of them. I cannot do the 400. Just the 100 and the 200.
Okay. So you know they say the 400 is the hardest race in the world. And do you know why?
Why?
I'm asking you. Do you know why? You don't know why?
If you run it, you'll probably know why.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Actually, it has to do with the body's transition from anaerobic to aerobic burning of oxygen production. Anyway, I know, big words. That's like the only science thing. I wasted it on you guys. I should have said to the two scientists earlier. So anyway. All right, Austin, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, my name is Austin. I'm 18 years old, and I have been going to Holy Trinity for 3 years. One thing you should know about me is that I guess I'm Catholic, that I'm devoutly Catholic. That's the thing about me that you should know. It's what comes first. But if you want something else too, I love basketball. Play basketball. Hopefully play a little bit in college. So,
are you any good? Who said that?
They don't have to know that. But
that's okay. That's all right. Yeah. I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
You can have an interest in a sport that you are absolutely no good in. That defines my golf game.
That's not what you're applying with Austin.
No, that's not what I'm applying at all. No,
that's all right.
That's all right. Okay, so So again, all three of you at some point in time spent some time in public school and then transitioned to either Catholic school or Holy Trinity High School. So I want to go back to Sean here a little bit. Talk about that transition, because I think yours is a little bit unique in that, if memory serves, you transferred at the end of your junior year before your senior year here. Is that right?
No, the start of my senior year.
Okay.
So I was still homeschooled junior year.
Okay. So talk a little bit about that transition, because you moved from Maryland, yep, right, at the same time, mm-hmm, or about that time?
I moved from Maryland around 2023, mm-hmm, in October.
Okay.
And I think we finally left in November.
Okay.
And we didn't get here till, I think, late November, mm-hmm, maybe early December.
So was the transition from the public school to arguably a much more structured environment here at Catholic school, was that difficult for you, or is that something that you really embraced?
It wasn't difficult. It was easy to embrace. I guess the only tough thing, I guess, about this school in particular was it was a bit weird getting used to the schedule. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it wasn't too bad. No.
And what do you mean by getting used to the schedule?
You have first period on let's say Monday, and then after first period there's chapel, but then after that there's another class. You have advisory, and it took me a while to get used to that concept because I'd never had anything like that before.
And Zaya, you remind me again now, you transitioned in the middle of your freshman year or your sophomore year?
Towards the end of my freshman
year. Okay, towards the end of your freshman year. Yeah. So that had to be really kind of stark. One day you're in public school, the next day you're in private Catholic school. What was that like?
Well, my school that I went to was pretty small, and the way that I went to Catholic school wasn't the best way, because I was kind of kicked out of my old school. It wasn't really bad, but I'm glad I got out of there, because I can tell that they didn't really care about the students. They kind of just wanted to get you out of the way if you didn't do everything that they wanted. So going to this school, it's I can tell the difference between their mentalities. They definitely care a lot more for the students individually.
So when you look back at freshman Zaya versus senior Zaya, and I want you to be very honest with this here. So how have you grown? And if you could go back, what would you say to freshman Zaya?
Get it together. I definitely procrastinated a lot, and I kind of just wanted to have fun. But now I can say I'm more developed and mentally, because spiritually I'm changed because of the school, and just it allows me to be myself in God's image, I guess, compared to the school I went to. There was no type of place to look for that.
Right. So. Right. Okay.
Yeah. The school before, sorry, Tom. No, the school before was a private school, so it was a smaller entity. Is
yeah,
that correct?
It was. Yeah.
But it was just a different philosophy.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Thanks. Yeah, that's the difference for sure.
Okay. And Austin, go ahead.
What was the question again?
No, oh, sorry. So the transition from, and remind us again, you transitioned from public school to Catholic school at what point?
So it was after my sophomore year.
Okay.
But that summer my mom decided to hold me back.
Yeah.
Not from grades, but I guess the best way to put it would be maturity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's something I definitely don't regret at all.
Okay. That's interesting. So what was that like then, moving from let me ask it this way. So there's a stigma. I'm using air quotes. You can't see me. There's a stigma associated to the phrase, I got held back, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
And so there had to be a little bit of fighting through some of that stigma.
For sure.
And so talk about a little bit about that. What was that like?
Yeah.
Especially as you came here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for a while, I have been kind of quiet about it, because I don't want people to know, because I guess part of the stigma was, at least in my perception of it, is that it's mostly from grades. Mm-hmm. And I guess you just weren't smart enough. And that was my perception of it. But it only took me, it took me a little while to realize the fruits that come from it. I mean, the person I was before coming here, completely different person, night and day difference. And it this school has done so much for me. I mean, I'm a cradle Catholic, but I never really had much of a reason to really love God. And this school has really opened my perception of the faith, the church, because I've always gone through the motions, but I never really knew why I worshipped. And I do notice that with a lot of people that are my age, that let's say they're Catholic or Christian, it's really easy to fall out and not really practice because there's not a lot of formation or foundations laid out in the everyday household or schools. There's not a lot of that community that we see in this school and that we see in a lot of youth ministries and Catholic churches, especially the more successful ones. I'm lucky enough to have one of those at our parish, St. Luke's.
Okay, so I want to shift gears here just a little bit, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Tom McNew again with School Spirit, and this is our final of three episodes here with Holy Trinity Catholic High School seniors. If you missed the first part of our conversation, or you've got to step away, you're going to miss the rest of it. We'll rebroadcast this on Sunday at noon as well. And of course, you can always download them or go listen to them directly from our website. All the episodes of School Spirit are available right there on our website at armorofgodradio.com. So I'm gonna ask now about your future plans. And Zaya, I'll start with you. Where are you going post graduation from high school?
I'm going to Houston, Texas. I'm probably going to go to HCC, which is Houston Community College. I want to start off there because I like that they have like a specific certification, which is like CMA, Certified Medical Assistant. So I want to start off doing that.
Now, have you had a chance to do any kind of like pre-college work here or?
I was offered like to do the exact program from Temple College from this school, but it was on Saturdays and I was like, I don't want to do that, but now I kind of wish I did.
So what got you interested in medical, medical technician. I mean, what got you interested in that environment?
At first I kind of wanted to do like mortuary, which was like where I get to like help people out who are grieving, you know, where I get to like do the fundamentals of like the embalming and stuff like that. I wanted to do that. So I was like, I want to do something medical, but then I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that every day. So I was like, I want to help people out in a way that I can, where I get to like be hands-on and I like administration stuff. So I was like, okay, well, certified medical assistant, I get to be a nurse, which is helping people out, and I get to be hands-on, but I also get to do the administration stuff. So that's where, like,
That's interesting. Okay, Sean, where's post-graduation sending you?
Colleen Central Texas College for their culinary courses. They have savory and pastry.
Okay, explain the difference, and then tell us which one you're headed to.
All right, so savory would be, I guess, what you normally think about cooking, like on the stove. Could be anything like, it's a good one. Like
main course meals,
That's the word. Whereas pastry, you're talking about desserts, donuts, cakes, strudels.
It's a lot of
that kind of thing.
Do you have a particular favorite?
I would say right now I'm definitely leaning towards savory, just because there's a lot more freedom in it. There are no specific rules you have to stick to. Whereas with baking, there are certain things you cannot change. Like for banana bread, you can change the amount of sugar or what kind of sugar you want to use, but certain ingredients you cannot take out.
So you can't swap arsenic for sugar.
Only if you have a different plan. The people you're feeding, Tom. Have you had the opportunity?
That's why no one eats my cookie.
That's right. Have you had the opportunity, Sean, to be able to exercise any of that culinary expertise here at the
Holy
high
Trinity?
School?
I've helped out. Actually, we did a, I forgot, what was it called?
A big sale.
Done big sales, yes. That also, there was a breakfast for, I think, during the evening in the Casberg Center. And I helped out with pancakes.
Nice.
Pancakes.
Yeah,
but do you cook for your family?
I do. I try to do it more often because our mom was like, hey, I'm not cooking no more. So you guys got to step it up. So I have been.
Is that what interested you first, or have you been interested for a long time?
I would say what initially got me into cooking was, one, my mom, two, my Aunt Amber, and then three, my grandmother on my mom's side, because she would always make us treats. It was so fun when my aunt came over, because she would make Rice Krispie treats, all the really, like, just, I don't know, just crazy desserts, and it'd be so good. But that's what got me into it.
I know that CTC, and I haven't been there in a while, but they used to have the opportunity on Friday nights for us to go.
Oh, no,
do they still do it?
Yeah, they still have
it. I love that. I haven't been in a while, obviously, because I didn't know if they still did. So on Friday evenings, once a month, I think it is, you get to taste the goods that the wonderful culinary arts students have produced. And there's usually a theme each month. So you might have a Greek theme or an Italian theme or an Irish theme or an American theme. And so you go and you pay a fee and you enjoy a lovely dinner. It's very nice in a pretty semi-formal setting. So
I went to early college and I didn't know about that.
Yeah, okay, Sean, we all expect an invite.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, I got you.
That's great.
Make sure you got some money.
I was going to borrow from you. No. Okay. Austin, your future plans. You kind of sort of mentioned seminary earlier, but explain that a little bit.
Yeah. I will back up a little bit because I wouldn't say changing my mind a lot. My perspective has been widening. With the help of some priests that are in my life, I was originally looking at kinesiology, studying that, or sports training. Hadn't figured out which yet at that point, but I wanted to work with athletes. I really enjoy finding out, you know, which muscles are important for what sort of range of motion or what activity or what movement to really optimize, you know, the ideal athlete body for a certain sport. I really felt a calling. I'd say I went to a pilgrimage in Italy, hosted by our seminarian at St. Luke's, Seminarian Billy. Great man, by the way. He took us to Italy, a few people my age, and we went to so many different basilicas, we got to see so much. It was beautiful. We got to see church history. The food was great, by the way.
Yeah. How long were y'all there?
We were there for about a week.
Okay.
Yeah. We went to see Rome and Assisi. Anyways, the point of that being, while I was seeing all these churches and basilicas and history, there was just something beautiful that I could not find in anything else I could do. Especially the first time I got to experience a high Latin mass, which was the first day there. I can't remember which basilica, but it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Of course, way different from the normal masses that we have. But I realized that I didn't want to be anywhere else. I just wanted to be there. And I hadn't really figured out what that meant for me at the time. Fast forward a little bit. This was, of course, during Lent. But fast forward a little bit, I'm back in the States. And I'd say about a few weeks ago, maybe two, I was in confession with Father Will St. Mary's. And he told me, like, after we were still talking, have you ever considered discerning the priesthood? And I was like, you know, I have, because throughout my life, a lot of people have told me that I would make a wonderful priest, and that bothered me to no end. I cannot stand that, because there's just been a great desire for as long as I've known to get married, and to find a woman. And when I started discerning that, because, you know, I eventually got tired of people, you know, telling me that and, like, seeing some signs and maybe God's calling me to it, it made me want to get married more. So at that point, I hadn't really looked for any answers through people that you would ask, which would be priests or seminarians that are going through that. So I was kind of up to my own devices, and I had assumed that maybe God just wasn't calling me to it. So that was, I'd say, about, like, maybe a year to half a year ago. And we're back in the confessional with Father Will, and he asked me if I've discerned it, and I said, yeah, but not with an open heart, because I kind of wanted to get married at the time. And he said, well, you know, really take a step out there this time. I want you to discern it. There's programs out there. He mentioned I can't remember what it's called, something 180. Mm-hmm. It's basically like a 6-month program, 180 days.
Okay.
But I didn't really do that, because I found a program that I think would suit me better, because he told me to get a step out there this time.
Sure.
And I'm a very hands-on person, so I decided to sign up for this discernment retreat. Mm. That's going to be next month from now, but there have been a lot that has happened since then, since that 2 weeks ago, where I've been discerning, and I've been talking to Father Greg Gerhardt, vocational director
in the
Austin Diocese. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be talking with me throughout my discernment, but it's just something that really hit me, like, throughout Lent, especially, like, the Stations of the Cross, anytime we pray it, and you get to the part where Simon carries the cross for Jesus, or I can't remember which Mass day it was, but one of the readings was St. Decimus, you know, the good thief, speaks to Jesus and asks basically for his repentance on the cross. And, like, when I hear all these things, St. Decimus, St. Simon, Cyrene, St. Peter, how he messed up so badly, how often he messed up, but, like, kept on going. These are men that were the most masculine men I could think of. And it hurt me every time I, like, hear about them, because I would think about how I could never amount to that. Mm-hmm. How I could never be such a man as these men were. And when I finally came to this decision that I made yesterday, actually, I was at KCSSR Youth Ministry at St. Luke's. We had the great opportunity of Father Greg Gerhardt visiting our parish, saying the Mass, and then giving a talk on chastity at KCSS. And I was right there, and a lot of what he was explaining, of course, he decided he was going to be a priest at 14.
Yeah,
I didn't have that at that time. But he was talking about some things that I'd experienced. You know, the more I prayed on the discernment of the priesthood, the more I wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. And he had the exact same desire, and it just increased exponentially the more he prayed about it, and the same for me. And he talked about, it wasn't him that talked about this, but a lot of what he said made so much sense, especially in that moment. And I realized I just have to be a priest. It's not what I want, but what he wants from me. And that's part of the sacrifice of being a priest, is Amen. What I realized. Amen. So,
all right, folks, there's your mission. You have to all, I'm going to charge you all this weekend to pray for this young man And we all need more. Every one of our parishes needs more priests. And you got to keep this young man in your prayers. Go ahead.
Can I say this too? And I'm sure you've heard this before, all of you. You don't have to be St. Simon or St. Peter. You just have to be St. Austin, right? And St. Zia, right? And St. Sean. Because we're called with what he gives us, right? Mm-hmm. To do what his will is. So just keep that open heart and that open mind. And you guys are just all in our prayers. And this has just been an awesome group. What a way to end this time together with all the seniors at Holy Trinity.
Okay, real quick. I want to hear, because I understand that we just got a couple minutes here. There's like, what house are you in? What family? I guess they're technical.
Family.
Yeah, what family are you in?
Columba.
Killian.
Aiden.
Okay. And what makes, that's good. It's got a good grip. So what makes Columba different? Columba, excuse me, different.
Well, this Killian.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Columba.
I'm Columba.
I should write this stuff down.
You're
okay.
Good.
So what makes Killian different, Zaya?
I think that our group is very reserved and like, when applied, like, we're very strong, we're athletic, like,
that's good.
The kill, like, the drive, when we're tired, but when it's time to go, like, we're ready to go.
That's awesome. So. And Sean?
For Aiden, I guess, yeah. Or what aspect would you say?
I mean, what makes Aiden's family different than the other families?
Oh, we have a reputation of losing.
A reputation of what?
So we have events for families, and when I got here, the common thing I heard was that Aiden's known for losing, and I was like, oh.
Was like, okay. Well, you got time to turn it around. You're like,
we actually have. We've been doing better.
That's recently. Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. And last, Austin.
We have some great Catholics in our family. You know, we reflect on some readings sometimes, mm-hmm. and. Always amazing reflections given by our members. So
that's
something
awesome.
I'm really proud of.
Hey, folks, that's going to do it for this week's episode of School Spirit. Thanks for tuning in here. And this kind of wrap up our conversation with the seniors here at Holy Trinity Catholic High School over here in Temple. Thank you all very much for coming and joining us today and hanging out. We appreciate it.
No sure. Thank you.
And remember, you can always catch the rebroadcast on Sunday at 12 o'clock and, or on our website, armorofgodradio.com. And remember to put on the armor of God.